Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together. Got joy in my soul. God is in control. I got Satan on my trail, but I'm singing all is well. He's attacking every day, but I'm watching while I pray. No matter the attack, I won't turn back. This means war.
Tuned in once again to, are you a liability or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show? I am your host, Brother James Brown Jr., and we do come to you live from Hopper Woods, Michigan, each and every Thursday and every Saturday night from 8 o'clock until 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On tonight, I'm so excited to say that my first cousin, Pastor Norman King, he is the pastor of the Victor's Outreach Ministries, which is located in Greensboro, North Carolina, will be delivering another word from the Lord on tonight. So please get your Bibles, your pens, and your paper ready so that you can follow along as you get ready to go into God's word once again on tonight. I'm so grateful that we serve an awesome God who is a faithful promise keeper. He is still watching over his word to perform it in your life and in my life and every saved believer's life that are being faithful doers of his word. And because of who he is, and he's so deserving of our praise, we're about to go to God's throne of grace and mercy once again on tonight in prayer. So I'm asking all the listeners, if you would please touch and agree with me in prayer once again on tonight, because he is hearing and answering prayer just like he said he would. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we, your children, we are coming together once again on tonight, knowing that you are God all by yourself, and you have and hold all power in heaven and in earth. It's in your hands. We thank you for being God all by yourself. We thank you for loving us in spite of ourselves, even though we don't deserve it. We thank you that you have and hold all power in heaven and in earth. It's in your hands. We thank you that you still sit high and you look low. There's no place that we can go to hide from you because you're everywhere. So for this, we are grateful on tonight. We come asking Heavenly Father in the name of Jesus that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions so that our work for you on earth will not be in vain. We come now, Heavenly Father, asking that you will move by your Spirit on tonight through your man of God, Pastor Norman King, as you use him through your Holy Spirit, that you would speak through him, Heavenly Father, that your word would be heard, that those that are not saved will be able to open their own mouth and say that they have heard this word on tonight. After hearing the word, they will open their mouth and confess their sins, and ask what must they do to be saved in Jesus' name, and ask you to come into their hearts and save them on tonight, Jesus, is our prayer. In your name, Jesus. We come now, Heavenly Father, thanking you for being a promise keeper, like we said, and we can't say it enough. You are an awesome God. You are the great I am. You are our everything. So we thank you that we know that we can't do nothing without you. We need you. We love you. We bless your name. We praise your name. We give you glory, honor, and praise. We say hallelujah, which is the highest praise to your most high and holy and righteous name. Thank you for embracing your mercy that you extend to each one of us, that we don't deserve it, but we thank you for it in the name of Jesus. We thank you that the blood of Jesus still works, and it will never lose its power. We thank you that you are holding us in the hollow of your hand, everyone that have confessed your son, Jesus Christ, as their personal Lord and Savior. You are in the hollow of your hand. Thank you in the name of Jesus. We come now, Heavenly Father, lifting up all those that are sick and afflicted on tonight. I can especially lift up my sister in Christ, Tara Doss, who's still having problems and issues with her voice. But we know that the devil is a liar. We know that you are the healer. So we're asking that you would continue to touch and strengthen and heal her voice in the name of Jesus, that she would be able to continue to give you glory, honor, and praise in the name of Jesus. Not only her, but all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. And our cousin Mary Ann King, continue to strengthen and heal her body in the name of Jesus as only you can. We continue to lift up Aunt Essie and her granddaughter, great-granddaughter, Tara. Continue to move in that situation that you will get the glory is our prayer in the name of Jesus. I lift up my entire family, Heavenly Father, to you. Those that are not saved on both sides of my family, from the oldest to the youngest, even my in-laws that are not saved in Jesus' name, it's my prayer, hope, and desire that you will send your word their way, that they will hear your word, Heavenly Father, is my prayer and desire that each one of them will come to know your son, Jesus Christ, as their personal Lord and Savior and become saved in his name, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are the comforter. So we ask that you will continue to comfort and strengthen all those families in New York that lost loved ones due to the snowstorm. They are still recovering bodies. So we ask that you will comfort and strengthen them as only you can, not only those families, but all those that have lost loved ones all over the land. Even those that have lost loved ones and they are in depressed mode on tonight because this is their first holiday season without their loved ones. Continue to comfort and strengthen them as only you can in the name of Jesus. Let them feel your peace, your joy, your strength, your presence. Let them remember and know that earth shall have no sorrow, that heaven cannot heal. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Now, Heavenly Father, we lift up every man, woman, boy, girl that you have touched and anointed, that are truly standing in your word, teaching and preaching your word all over the land. I continue to lift up my brother in Christ, Scott McIntyre, and his wife and their families. Continue to bless that ministry that you have placed them over, that you continue to use them, continue to use them for your glory, is our prayer in the name of Jesus. So now, Lord, we pray that you will help us to decrease on tonight so that you may increase in us. Continue to strengthen and heal Deacon Marvin Cox and his wife, Betty. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Well, on tonight, we do have another spiritual food for thought, as always. And it comes to us a saying on tonight, I stopped explaining myself when I realized other people only understand from their level of perception. That's a word for somebody on tonight. Again, the spiritual food for thought. I stopped explaining myself when I realized other people only understand from their level of perception. I do welcome all comments and feedback from all listeners. You can always email me at all lowercase james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. Please take note that I do not own the copyrights to any music or songs played on this ministry platform. Right now, we're going to go to our music break song, and following the music break, I'm not sure if Pastor Norman King is going to play a song before his message or after the message, but that will be at his discretion once he comes on the air. But again, I pray and hope that all of you that have dialed in, all of you that are listening in through social media platforms around the world, I pray and hope that you have your Bibles, your pens and paper ready so that you can follow along as he gets ready to deliver another word from the Lord on tonight. So right now, I pray that you enjoy tonight's music break. Cover me, Lord.
Cover me, Lord, with thy spirit.
Thank God we are covered by the blood of Jesus. Thank God he is our promise keeper. Before we bring forth Pastor Norman King on tonight to deliver another word from the Lord with us on tonight, I want to give a shout out to my pastor and shepherd, Pastor Mark C. Holloway, and my church family, the Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church of Hopper Woods, Michigan. Also, I want to say I am so excited about what God is doing in my younger sister, Janetta Burney's life. Her and her team, those that are a part of her team that do the different gospel stage plays and movies and everything that God has blessed her hands to do for his glory, I thank God for what he is doing in her life. It has been officially announced that she and her team has been officially selected from the Global Film Festival Awards Committee in Los Angeles, California for the stage play A Dream for Mama, which was done on July of this year at the Mary Grove College. So we thank God for her and all those that make up the team and all the crew members that made up that play, A Dream for Mama. We are so excited about what God is doing in her life. And I'm asking you all to keep her in prayer, and her and her team, they've been able to be picked for this award. So they have been officially nominated for this official selection for this global film festival award, which will be taking place in Los Angeles, California early next year. So we're going to keep them lifted up in prayer that God will bless them, that they will receive this award so they can continue to do great works for the kingdom of God, for his glory. I do want to announce that we will be having our internet radio show on this coming Saturday, which is New Year's Eve. Because I will be at church this coming New Year's Eve night. Our service started at 10:30 p.m., so we will have time to do the ministry platform on this coming Saturday night. So we will be on the air this coming Saturday night, New Year's Eve, December the 31st at 8 o'clock p.m. So right now, once again, I'm so excited to have my first cousin, once again, Pastor Norman King, to deliver another word from the Lord. He is the pastor of the Victory's Outreach Ministries, which is located in Greensboro, North Carolina. Pastor Norman King, I don't know if you got to play a song before your message or after the message, or it's all in your hands as to how you want to do this. So I now yield the mic to you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It's been very busy this whole day, but to God be the glory. Because the Bible says if you resist the devil, you got to flee. Come on now.
Yeah.
I'm saying it to say that I love to be challenged by the enemy, because one thing about it, you do a self-check, it'll show you where you're at. Come on. You know, there are some things that we have relied upon because of technology. But God, as the old folk used to say, God has a way that's mighty sweet. And sometimes God will allow all of those nice things to not be available to you. Come on, come on. The Bible says out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth shall speak. Come on. So my prayer to the Lord is, Lord, I make divine deposits in my spirit all week, every day. And that way I can just trust you, come on now, to bring forth that which you know is necessary. So just today and tonight, it's been one of those moments that I've been tried like that. To God be the glory. Because when you just calm down, my dad had a saying, he used to say, just cool your heels. Come on, huh? So if I just cool my heels, then that means just calm down. Come on. Then you can allow the Holy Spirit the right away. With that being said, I'm going to pray, and then I'm going to play a song, and then I'm going to come with the word. Lord, we thank you
Pastor King, before you go into prayer, we got blocked. We got blocked, so I had to redial back into the show. I didn't mean to cut you off before your prayer, but you were saying some things before you said that you're going to go into prayer, and I missed some of what you said, because you repeat what you were saying before you said you were going to go into prayer, but I had to dial back into the show.
Okay, what I was basically saying is that a lot of my challenges today has been good deed challenges, things that you got to do in order to take care of family. But at the same time, you know, it's been so close. As I talked to you on the phone not too long ago, you know, I've not too long come in here to make preparation. But at the same time, you know, I got this thing called the internet that rely on for certain things. But how about...
That's right.
It's been available to me this evening. Come on, huh? So I had to go back to the grassroots. Come on. I had to go back to the grassroots.
Right,
huh? Come on. You know, so to God be the glory. I said last time I was on the air, I said, let God be God. So I got to,
that's
it applies to me too. I got to let God be God. So that's where I'm at tonight. Amen.
Amen.
No internet was just not important. Amen. I'm working off secular power right now, but it's all right. But, you know, the thing of it is that I yield the right of way to the Holy Spirit. With that being said, I'm going to play this song. The song is going to be from a local person in Detroit, Terrence Clark Shear. I'm going to come up with a song called Only Call on Jesus. So that's going to come out and I pray. Lord, Jesus Christ, we thank you. We love you. We adore you. We lift you up on high. We come to magnify your name tonight. We come to lift you up, and that I may be decreased, so that you be increased. The prayers have been prayed, as I'm praying right now. You have heard, and you hear, amen, the prayers of the righteous, amen, that you said that the fervent prayer of the righteous shall avail much. But we know, Father God, that you cannot lie, and we know, Father God, that whoever it is that's in need for this message tonight, they are listening right now. And if they're not, they're listening. They will receive it indirect from somebody else who's listening tonight. We give you all the honor, praise, and glory. Until you, we say thank you. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Sorry about that. tell you that I'm trusting. I'll sit and I'll wait. Like he's right there for me. Never too late. Oh, but it feels like I'm never to the ground. He lifts me right up for my blessing. Come on.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. He said, I have a testimony about Jesus.
Yes.
My question to you tonight, do you have, come on, huh? Do you have a testimony about Jesus? Huh? Come on. All right. You see, there's a name. There's a name above every name. Come on, somebody, amen. And tonight I want to talk about really – I'm going to use that song as my title, Only Call on Jesus. Amen. I'm going to say again, Only Call on Jesus. I'm going to give you a scripture. We're going to cover a few of them, but my main one is going to be Luke 10:17. Luke 10:17 from the King James says, and the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. Huh? Even, see, they were shocked. They were surprised. And it's sad to say, unfortunately, there are still some of us, meaning, from the Christian faith, that are shocked and surprised today. Amen. I'm going to read again. And the 70 return again, y'all. Come on, with what? With joy. Come on. I'm talking about that unspeakable joy.
Yeah.
Even the devils even. He didn't say until Jesus, right. Until us. Come on. I'm trying to say something, amen. Right. Through thy name. Amen. Other words, there was some great results. There were some great results. I'm talking about a testimony of power. What the Lord is saying, quench not the Holy Spirit. There is something that is laid ahead in your presence that God wants to do the very same thing, that they will say the same thing in regards to you. Amen. They may talk about you when you leave and when they see the power of the Holy Ghost work through you. That when they leave, when you leave, huh? If they are not going to say it in front of you, they're going to say it in, when you leave. They can say, wow, I had doubts about that person, but now I see that this, what happened tonight wasn't natural. It was not natural at all. Now see, it was supernatural. And that's what God is saying in these times. You know, I got to read a verse. I've been preaching on this thing here on internet and here locally, so I got to say it because it's still something that we got to be conscious of, and that is 2 Timothy 3:1. 2 Timothy 3:1, where it says, "This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come." And we're there. Have no doubt. Don't be.
That's the word.
We are there right now.
Oh, yes.
I had a distraction. Sorry about that. But just be not dismayed. We are there right now. Quit calling what's happening something that's not. But just remember what's been spoken in God's word. Amen. It says, I'm going to read it again. It says, I like how King James come out. It says, "This know also." Over there are a lot of things that we may be hitting around at. Amen. But he wants them to know here, "This know also." Okay. That in the last days, what, perilous, dangerous times shall come. And that's where we at. And it gives you a list of the things, the reason why. But let me get back. But I want us to see that God is expecting us to walk in obedience. Amen? If faith by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Amen? I'm going to say again, faith come by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So the same way they said here in Luke 10:17, amen, God expects the same thing through you and me. He wants to see some great results. Amen. Matthew 5:16 says, "Let your light so shine before men." Let your, personal, y'all, let your light so shine before men that they may see what your good works and my good works and glory which are in heaven. So, other words, he wants your testimony to be so radiant and so relevant to the now. Come on, somebody, amen. So if you didn't cross your T or dot your I, just ask the Lord for forgiveness and keep it moving, amen. So as I look down here in verse 18 says, "And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven." So to my Christian brothers and sisters, our labor, amen, the labor that we've been, that God is expecting is from us, has power over Satan. Come on, huh? I'm going to say again, it has power over Satan, amen. Not, but it has power if we see that there's a name, okay? And I'm going to talk about the name, you know, just a little bit tonight, amen. But here, and he says to them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Verse 19, "Behold, I give unto you." Good God Almighty, huh? There's a delegation. He's passing on to us. He has already, but I'm just reading the scripture. You know, we know that it's already been done, amen, but some of us not walking in it. So I want to kind of stir up some of you. Like, I ate some grits this morning. Boy, it was good. It had some cheese in it, some egg in it, and some sausage. That thing tastes even better when I stirred it up, huh? So I'm trying to stir somebody's spirit tonight, amen. Stir it up. Come on. Stir up the gift of God that's inside of you, amen? Amen. So in other words, 19 says, "Behold, I give unto you power to tread over serpents and scorpions, and over all, look here, yeah, look at now, and all, I love the word all the power of the enemy, and nothing, I'm saying again, and nothing shall be by any means hurt you. Amen. So what he's saying, he said that the Christian laborer has power over all enemies. And I look at that as perfect security, because we've been given,
yes,
what? Power over all enemies. Amen. To change my pace a little bit, I got some information here that says these devils in this verse here were powerless because of his name. Huh? See, don't just use any name, y'all. And if you're going to use Jesus' name, you just better be right now. Don't play. Don't play. I'm going to say the third time, don't play. Amen. The devils here were powerless because of his name, Luke 10:17. And I want you to be reminded, amen. And if you never heard this before, it's your first time tonight, don't forget this. Jot this down, right? Mark it in your Bible, amen. You're going to get a Bible market somewhere, so you can be able to reference this and say, no, if I operate in obedience, amen, this is how the enemy got to bow down to the name of Jesus Christ, amen. So if we look at Mark 16:17-18, it talks about the demons were cast out in his name. See, so there's several scriptures in the Bible talks about the name of Jesus Christ and what happened whenever his name was used. And I'm saying even today, yeah, in me and your time, there still is a what? Expectation that's expected, amen. Say, when we pray in Jesus' name, we may expect an answer. When we pray in Jesus' name, we may expect the answer in accord with the value of his name. Ain't that something, James? Hey, according,
yes,
with the value. So in other words, there's value in Jesus' name. Don't say it loosely.
Yes,
don't say it like a
That's
whisper.
Right.
Amen. Know that that Jesus' name has value. Amen. So we can pray. We can pray with great and excited what? Expectations. Amen. Even the devil, huh? That was saying that they were powerless because of his name. Amen. 17 says that even the devils are subject. See, I want you to know that this just was not back in that day and time. This still applies today. That's why I want you to be reminded, amen, that even the devils are subject. Back in Luke, 10:17? Even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. I can stop right there. So I already preached, y'all. Amen. I already preached. Already, but I got more to give you, amen, because maybe, call on Jesus. You know that Jesus, what, he's never late. So my question to you,
never.
Who do you call on first? Well, who do you call second? And who do you call third? Don't you know he's the way maker? Don't you know he's the battle-lack in a time of battle? Don't you know that?
Yeah.
Amen. You better tell somebody, you who know that, you better tell somebody, amen, he's all that and a whole lot more. We can't even say, okay, all right, let me see what I got here. I said, we have to become more passionate with our assignment. I'm saying it again. Christian brothers and sisters, believers, we need to become more passionate with our assignment. And another thing, don't just say anything. Amen. Don't feel obligated to just say anything. Just because you may be in a conversation or be around some folks who just so loose. I'm talking about people in the church now. I ain't talking about outside. I'm the inside.
People
get so loose because a lot of these churches nowadays, it's all about entertainment. Amen. It's all about entertainment. How many smoke bombs you can put out there and how many figuring like, all right, now see, I'm in trouble already, but that's all right. That's all right. Hey, okay. Jesus said, if I be lifted. Come on, James.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't say lift
from the earth.
Entertainment. He said if I be lifted. Huh? If I be lifted. I'm saying it again. You know, see, you finished because you know what it said, James. Okay? And I want somebody else to be able to know what I'm talking about, amen, without me even saying
that's
it,
right.
Amen. If you're in the Word of God, you know what I'm talking about, amen. If I be lifted. If I be lifted. So quit thinking we got to go out here and buy all this secular stuff, put it in the church, and use it as tools to try to reach the world, amen. Just go back to what
Lord,
Jesus said. If I be lifted, amen. The devil's a liar. I'm going to say it again. The devil's a liar. Jesus did it then, and Jesus commands
mm-hmm.
us to what? Be obedient.
To do it now.
Amen?
That's right.
So what has been delegated to us? See, it's been delegated to us. That's why you see in verse 17, it says what? And the 70 returned again. That means they been out there and came back before. Amen? What? This is with joy. Is what you're doing for the Lord joyful? Are you happy? Are you excited?
Ooh.
If you're not excited, if you're not happy for what you're doing for the Lord, then you need to go down there and repent. Amen. Because there got to be some joy. There got to be some joy. There got to be some joy. Come on, amen. In other words, so we can be able to operate in obedience and quench not the Holy Spirit. Amen.
That's what he's saying.
All right, church. So,
that's
so
the word.
Where I'm at. Okay. So as I look here, it says that the devil were powerless because of his name. The demons were cast out in his name. How about in Acts 3:6 says healing occurred in his name. Healing occurred in his name. So call on Jesus. Amen. Don't call on all these other folks. Amen. So to understand that what's happening is already being prophesied, and it shall come today. Amen?
It shall.
So remember, call on Jesus. Don't ever feel shame if you didn't do or if you are not doing what you know you're supposed to do. Just pray and ask for forgiveness. He's a forgiver.
That's right.
Amen? Just get yourself back on track where you can see if you want to be mad, call Jesus' name. Call his name. Amen. His name. Who you call it? Amen. Who have you called tonight? Amen. So with that being said, I'm gonna finish the thing out. So James, it's in your hand, brother. God bless y'all.
Ooh, praise the Lord on tonight. You know what? You can't call on who you don't know.
Amen.
If you don't know Jesus, you can't call on him. Lord, have mercy. Jesus, thank you so much for this word on tonight, Pastor Norman King. You know what? I like how you did that because it's the truth, and I said it before, and I'm going to say it again. It was a short word, but it's a powerful word. It had a lot of punch in it, and it has a lot of impact in that word that you just gave us tonight. So this was a much-needed word tonight for someone. If you know of someone that do not have this website, that do not have access to this website, please share, show this worldwide ministry platform website with your friends, your families, your neighbors, your co-workers, even share it with them so they can tune in and be blessed by this word on tonight. Someone else needs to hear this word, not only you and I that just heard this word on tonight, but others need to hear this word that are need to hear this word come to that person. So, Pastor King, we thank God for this word. And as we always do, I know right now in advance that our sister in Christ, Trevor Doss, is on the line. She's a faithful member of the Peace and Good World Baptist Church. I'm asking all listeners to please keep her in your prayers. The enemy is trying to work on her throat again, but he is a liar. We're claiming healing for her in the name of Jesus, so we know that she's not going to be able to say anything on the line tonight. But the phone lines are open now for anyone that have dialed in. Again, we have others that do dial in and don't say anything, but we thank God for you as well. So right now, the phone lines are open for anyone that have a question for Pastor Norman King, or if you want to give him words of encouragement pertaining to tonight's message, you can do so now. The lines are open. Anyone. Praise the Lord.
Yes, that was a good word tonight, and I really enjoyed it.
Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Mary Ann King. You keep the faith, Sister Mary Ann King. Keep on keeping on. Keep the faith. And hold on to God's unchanging hand. You ain't seen nothing yet because he ain't through with you yet. He got yet more for you to do.
That's right. That's right.
And you,
praise the Lord.
All right now, you heard what I said. I maybe have to get on an airplane and come down there now. Because I really
you
know,
come
I,
and
you know I will.
I know it, baby.
All right. Love you, Church. All right. Praise the Lord.
I love you too, baby.
All right. Thank you so much. The phone lines are still open. Anyone else?
God bless you, Pastor King. God bless you so much. Thank you for that word. You know, when we call on the name of Jesus, demons tremble. Now, you know,
amen.
You said something about calling on the name of Jesus, having more passion, being real passionate when we call on him. So if we call on him with real passion and we really mean it, does he act faster? I mean, does he respond to us quicker when we are real passionate and sincere by when we calling on him?
I say that we'll have more peace because it's all about God's timing. But we'll have more peace. But sometimes when we in a situation and we pray, we don't have that peace that we, or that rest, as it says in Hebrews 4, you know, that rest is peace. And that's what happens, see, when we walk in obedience passionately, amen, we just have a more peace in the situation. In other words, it's gone. It's already taken care of. In other words, I'm not going to go back and revisit it, amen, because that's it. Shows an indication that we don't have peace with it, amen. So that passionate, and what I'm saying is that you'll have more peace.
Okay, thank you, amen.
Yes.
Amen. Thank you so much for breaking that down. And the word of God said, out of all thy getting, get understanding. And so that's why we thank God for such men as you, Pastor Norman King, that can break things down to us. Because I like what you said just now to her regarding that question, because I found out it's really true what you just said. A lot of Christians don't look at it that way. Or when she made that comment about being more passionate with our prayers to God, will you answer our prayers even faster? But like you just said, and it's true, it's still all about God's timing. So he's not going to release our prayers until he knows that he's going to truly be glorified through whatever we're praying for. So I thank God for you, Pastor King, for letting us know that even though we are passionate with our prayers to God, that lets us know that we can have more peace. We can have more, we can sleep good at night knowing that we have prayed and we turned it over to the Lord, and we don't have to keep worrying about it. We don't have to keep having sleepless nights because we know we have turned it over to the God, and we know that in his time, he's going to answer that prayer so that he can be even more glorified.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. And Happy New Year, Pastor King.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year, you too.
Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Gwen Walker. We love you. We pray for you. Anyone
Amen.
Else, the phone lines are still open. Like we said, we do have a lot of listeners that dial in. But even though you don't say anything, we thank God for you. And once again, we want to ask the listeners to please pray for our sister in Christ who is on the line. She's always a faithful. She's always normally the first one that dials in. Sister Cheryl Doss, again, she's a member of the Peace and Good Will Baptist Church. She had surgery on her throat twice, and she is still having issues with that situation. But we are turning that over to the Lord because he is the restoration. He is the restoration of our health. He is our healer. So we know that the devil is a liar. He knows that God has his hands and his favor on her life, and he's trying to do anything to attack her, to try to give up her and throw in the towel and give up her faith in God. So we are claiming healing for Sister Tara Doss on tonight, and also Sister Kim, who is also a member of the Peace of Goodwill Baptist Church family. We are praying for you as well, Sister Kim. That being said, once again, we will be on the air this coming Saturday night, New Year's Eve, night at 8 o'clock p.m., because I will be leaving out of here around 9:30, because our church service is starting at 10:30 this coming Saturday night for New Year's Eve service at the Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church. But before we close out for tonight, I do want to read the spiritual food for thought once again on tonight, because someone may have tuned in late, did not hear tonight's spiritual food for thought. So every time I get a chance to repeat it again, I will be doing that. It comes to a saying on tonight: I stopped explaining myself when I realized other people only understand from their level of perception. So that word is for somebody on tonight. So we're going to close out tonight in prayer as we always do. Know that I love you all. I'm praying for you all, even though I might not know who you all are, but thank God he knows every last one of your names. He knows what you stand in need of. So I'm asking you all to continue to keep me in prayer and this worldwide ministry platform in prayer, that God will continually be glorified through it. And through it, that souls will continuously be saved, backsliders will continuously come back to the fold, that those that are in the body of Christ will continuously be blessed and spiritually uplifted, growing in God's word through this worldwide ministry platform. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come once again giving you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We thank you for your grace and your mercy, even your sufficient grace that you extend to each one of us, even though we know we don't deserve it. We thank you for it in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your Son, Jesus the Christ, our risen Lord and Savior and soon coming King. We thank you for his sacrifice, that he came down from glory in the form of a baby to be born of a virgin. And he was born to pay our sin debt on the cross, which he did. Before he died, he suffered and bled. He was humiliated, brutalized, and scandalized by men, wicked men, sinful men. And he died on the cross. He was wounded for our transgressions. And thank God he rose from the dead on the third day morning, just like he said he would, with all power in his hands. And he's now sitting at your right hand, making intercession for the saints of God. For this, we are grateful in the name of Jesus. We thank you that the blood of Jesus still works and it will never lose its power. We thank you that you are a faithful promise keeper. You are still watching over your word to perform it in the lives of your people that are being faithful doers of your word. So help us all, Heavenly Father, to be more passionate with our God assignment. We thank you for this word that you have given to Pastor Melvin King to share with us on tonight. Continue to bless him, the works of his hands, his family, the ministry that you have placed them over, and every faithful doer of your word all over the land. Continue to bless us and strengthen us and use us even more if you allow us to see 2023. Use us even more in 2023 than you have ever used us before. Heavenly Father, we ask that you continue to do greater works through each one of us individually and then as a corporate body of believers, that you will continue to be glorified through each one of us is our prayer in the name of Jesus. So now, Lord, we continue to bless your name. We continue to say hallelujah, which is the highest praise to you, because you're so deserving of our praise. We thank you that there is none like you in all the earth. We thank you that you sit high and you look low, and all power in heaven and earth is still in your hands and always will be in the name of Jesus. So now, Lord, we continue to bless your name and ask that you will continue to bless every listener that faithfully dials in, those that faithfully tunes in to this worldwide ministry platform through social media platforms around the world. Continue to bless them all and grant them the desires that would give you glory is our prayer in the name of Jesus. So now, Lord, we just thank you once again. We bless your name. This we ask and pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. Well, once again, know that I love you all and there's nothing you can do about it. So continue to encourage one another in God's word. Continue to lift each other up in prayer. Continue to be doers of God's word and not just hearers only for God's glory. Until this coming Saturday night, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night.